When did you first begin to realize there was something wrong with your mind?
See, there's this thing about paranoia. You can have a paranoid schizophrenia. These are legitimate words. And you see, such a person does not necessarily see any fault in himself, but may see fault in everybody else. If you saw you see the movie, and you see the character in the movie doesn't know that there's something wrong with himself. He is doing this important work to defend against the Russians. So he's doing the right thing. He's not wrong. Everyone else is possibly on the wrong side or possibly just ignorant.
And that's how it starts.
Can be like that.
Do you remember the point at which you began to think, believe, wonder that there might be something wrong with your mind, with your thinking?
Well, you see, after I was put in a hospital, I was really locked up. The idea was, you're not getting out of this place if you seem to be crazy. It's very difficult to be in a mental hospital and to think of the other people as being enlightened prophets. Like, you may be the enlightened prophet yourself, but it's hard to see these other people as being like that. They rather just look like mental patients. After a few months in the hospital, I was ready to go back and try to get back into normal life.
Could you try to tell us what it was like inside of your skin when the illness was at its worst?
It is always being described, mental illness is described as something where the people are suffering. But the people are really in an altered state of existence. Suppose you're an alcoholic. Are you just suffering because you're an alcoholic? Or maybe do you enjoy drinking?
Suffering aside, what was it like when you believed you're one of the most important people in the world? Did you feel crazed, whether it included suffering or not?
Well, it's not necessarily unpleasant to feel that you're a very important person.
Right. I know many who have shared that delusion, so.
Well, I first reached the stage of being able to dismiss the voices. I first reached the stage of saying, well, this is not good thinking. This is just maybe a subconscious portion of my mind that is giving me some bad ideas, and I can do better if I reason consciously. So I got into the pattern of declaring that conscious reasoning should be superior to anything that I might hear as a voice.
It's almost what many mental health professionals would call cognitive therapy.
Well, it's a question of how you think about it. Like, you can listen to the voices and follow the lead, or you can make a reason with them. I began to think that the idea of a voice presented by a voice might be irrational, and that if I could think out something, I could consider that reason thought as superior to whatever the voice might be saying.
Do you feel sad about missing years in your life? Any regrets?
Yes, but I also think there's something a little subtle about this, because at the time when I went into the mental illness, the delusions, paranoia, I might have been in danger of scientific mediocrity. Or comparative mediocrity. Mathematicians are considered typically not to do much after a certain age. And so it was a time of age where I might have gone into a rut and maybe would not have done anything. By going into mental illness instead of a more straightforward career, I avoided going into a rut. So there are some paradoxes.
That's kind of like me being happy that I get good parking spaces.